If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So here's something that could save your life. How to avoid an attack if you're being followed or watched. This may happen to anybody. You're walking home and suddenly notice that somebody is following you. The first absolutely natural reaction can be to feel fear or to start panicking. However, in most cases, there's no need for such destructive emotions. There are several ways how to protect yourself from being attacked or robbed. Remember, you should stay alert at all times. Anytime you're going home, taking the dog for a walk, strolling the streets on your own, stay focused and observant. Glance around and behind yourself every half minute or so. Try to notice everything out of the ordinary and analyze the situation. And if your instinct or reason tells you that someone is stalking you, it's time for some actions. First of all, make sure that a stranger is following you. To check this, casually stop. Pretend to be tying a shoelace or searching for something in your bag or pocket. Scan people behind your back, memorizing some details of their appearance – clothes, height, hair color. Perhaps you'll recognize somebody you've noticed earlier. Pretend to be unaware. Make some stops, look in store windows, take a break to admire a pretty car, choosing the dark ones. This way you might be able to see your stalker's reflection. Pretend to fix your hair using the side mirror of a parked motorbike or car. Cross the street. Cross the street as if you need to do this. Another option is to turn the corner. This makes the task more difficult for the person following you. If you're lucky, they may even lose you in a crowd, around a building, or behind cars. If this doesn't work, take another turn, cross another street, and try to be as unpredictable as you can. Stop as much as possible at some unexpected places. Don't use the route you usually take to get home. Get a cup of coffee on the way. Visit a friend in their office. Go shopping at a big mall. Turn around and look at your stalker. Don't be embarrassed to turn around and check who is following you. This way, you confront the danger head-on. What is more, you immediately alert the person who is after you that you're well aware that they are on your tail. Sometimes it's enough to cause a person to stop. But anyway, don't try to stare down the potential attacker. Your attempt will most likely fail. Contact friends and relatives. If you've made sure that you can't get rid of the stalker, text or call those of your friends or family members who are likely to be nearby. Ask them to meet you as soon as possible. It's better if you can gather a group of them, as many people around you will most probably deter your follower. Make sure that you meet with your friends in a public place – a shopping center, cafe, or restaurant. If you ask a friend to pick you up by car, tell them to do this in a public area as well. Call the police. If you feel that you're in immediate danger and there's no people around, call emergency services. If your cell phone's battery is dead or you can't use it, enter any establishment on your way, inform them that you're being followed, and ask them to call the police. During the conversation with the police station, tell them that someone is stalking you and you are worried about your life. Try to provide as much information as possible about your location and the person who is after you. After that, follow their instructions to the letter. Scream, yell, and make as much noise as possible. If you don't have any chance to call the police or your friends, try to make as much noise as possible. Even if you simply shout, "Help me!" or "Fire!", the criminal might get scared away. If not, try to get away yourself. Run away. Don't feel embarrassed to start running. However, by no means move down any alleyways, corridors, or streets with only a couple of ways in or out. You can get trapped there. Go to areas full of people. First of all, your stalker may lose you among the other people. Secondly, they will unlikely hurt or rob you in front of others. So, you need to find streets where traffic, both car and pedestrian, is heavy. Choose a group of people and join them. Look for a cafe, gallery, people standing in line, anywhere where your stalker won't be able to stay unnoticed. Try to change your appearance. Take off your coat, remove a scarf from your neck, put on a hat or sunglasses. If you believe that the potential attacker has lost track of you, jog away. If you notice a fire or police station, ambulance building, or a hospital, run there to find safety. Don't head for your home. That might be something the criminal is provoking you to do. There's a threat that they can corner you there while you're trying to get inside, or they might want to return later to break in. Don't go home unless you're 100% sure that nobody is following you. However slim, there are some chances that even after you did all of this, the stalker will still be following you. Most followers escape as soon as you start to scream and draw attention to yourself. They are scared of being caught or memorized. But if the person is still after you, this means that they really plan to harm you. If the criminal gets a hold of you, don't hesitate and give them all the money and other valuables you have with you. In this case, there's a chance they won't hurt you. This may seem unfair, but it's better to lose your phone and wallet than to spend months in a hospital trying to recover. So, be cooperative, listen to the criminal, don't talk, and follow their instructions. If a person threatens you with a knife or a gun, such cooperation will lower the chances that they will harm you. Don't try to grab the attacker's weapon. This may complicate the situation immensely. Don't talk back and don't give them attitude. But this is the best case scenario when the follower wants just your money or a cell phone. But if they want to harm you, that's a different story. Knowing the principles of self-defense can come in really handy. But don't take martial poses if you don't have the slightest idea how they work. If you understand that you're being attacked, use everything you have at hand to fight off the criminal. Keys, a heavy bag, fingers, fists, a book, you can use anything to protect yourself. Kick the assailant in the groin region, poke their eyes, scratch, bite, strike them in the face with the open hand. Your life can depend on that. Remember to yell all the time. Somebody might eventually come to rescue.